Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. Now, one of the things I discovered on Netflix this past summer was a special by Darren Brown called Infamous. Now, if you're not familiar with the name Darren Brown, he's an illusionist from the UK. His shows are pretty awesome because he performs tricks that we know should be impossible, but to our untrained eyes, they look like magic. And to be honest, he reminds me a lot of Harry Houdini. Harry could wrap himself up in chains and then be sunk to the bottom of a riverbed or maybe sealed in a trunk which is placed on those railroad tracks, of course, in front of an oncoming train. Or even, sometimes Harry was hung upside down off the Empire State Building. I don't know about you, but those certain scenarios just sort of raise the hair on the back of my head. But however, always, of course, in the nick of time, Harry would escape his chains and appear no worse for wear. And wouldn't it be nice to escape those chains that have us in their grasp today? Wouldn't it be nice to just slip through them completely unscathed? Now, Harry and people like Darren are pretty upfront that they don't really have any real magical powers. Their escape ability is not due to any human super strength, but instead to fake props, hidden mechanisms, or palm keys. It sort of takes the shine out of the trick, and more importantly, it puts a spotlight on the fact that we are still bound with our chains. And yes, each one of us has them. And I want you to take a moment and sort of be honest with yourself and name that chain or chains for yourself. Is it alcohol? Is it debt? Is it anger? Just take a moment and name it for yourself. What is that chain that you are dealing with today? And this is hard to do, isn't it? It's hard to admit to ourselves that something has a hold of us, doesn't it? And if that wasn't bad enough, the difficult part is how are we going to deal with the other side of these chains? How are we going to change? C-H-A-N-G-E. Change is the only thing that will help us with these chains. Say that fast 5 times. But the unfortunate thing is we don't like either, do we? We don't like change or chains. And the reason we don't like change is because of the answer for the first question on your worship notes. So if you have your worship notes, I'd invite you to pull them out right now. And the answer to the first one is, we thrive when we know what will happen. We thrive when we know what will happen. It's a lot easier to know when you pull up to a fast food restaurant to order food what to expect when you get the food. So like I said, when you go to a hamburger place, you expect hamburgers. If you went to a hamburger place and they had nothing but screws and bolts, that would be a little different to deal with, wouldn't it? However, this expectation of status quo doesn't always serve us well, though, as people. Now, let's take a look at how Jesus wants us to look at chains as well as change this week. So, we're going to be in the Gospel of Mark, which is located on page 816 of those black pew Bibles in front of you, so I'd invite you to pull one out. And if you're looking at up Mark on your Bibles, just turn to the fifth chapter of Mark. Again, if you're using the analog system, which is these things here, turn to page 816. And as you're getting there, let me give you a little context for what's going on. Whenever you read the Gospel of Mark, which is a book about Jesus' life, and you see Jesus go across the sea, he's always stepping into Gentile lands. So you're probably asking, who are these Gentile folks? Well, the Gentiles is basically just a term Jewish folks use to talk about anybody who's not Jewish. So we all would be considered Gentiles. So Jesus is entering the Gentile world, which for Jewish folks would make them ritually unclean, which means that they couldn't approach God or pray to God until they've waited a long enough time and did the proper cleansing rituals. So this is the world that Jesus is walking into today. So let's start with verse 5, or chapter 5, verse 1. I'll get it right one of these days. So they came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gerasenes. So again, we're in Gentile country, not Jesus' home turf. Verse 2, and then he had stepped out of the boat immediately, which Mark loves using, a man out of the tombs with an unclean spirit met him. That man lived among the tombs, and no one could restrain him anymore, even with a chain. For he had often been restrained with shackles and chains, but the chains he wrenched apart, and the shackles he broke in pieces, and no one had the strength to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and on the mountains, he was always howling and bruising himself with stones. So let's take a break here for a second. So Jesus was not only in a territory which would make him ritually unclean to talk and walk with God, but he was also dealing with a man who was the epitome of someone who was unclean, a man who was living in the graveyard. For a pious Jew, this situation is the worst situation that they could ever be in. So let's pick it up in verse 6. And when the man saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and bowed before him and shouted at the top of his voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, do not torment me." For Jesus had said to him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." And then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" He replied, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he begged him earnestly not to send him out of the country. We are told this man had broken all the chains that could bind him. But I would argue that this man was still bound. There was a scar on his soul, and its name was Legion. Now, one of the easiest things to do with this passage is just simply write off the scene as some sort of fantasy, or that Jesus was just dealing with some type of mental health issue. However, I wonder if this story reminds us that within all of us, there is a little bit of darkness. And for some people, that darkness can be all-consuming. Because I do think that this story is about each one of us here today, and that we all are chained to our darkness somehow. And we know what happens next is that the demon or the evil inside the man asked to be put in some pigs. The demon thought that they were clever and that they were going to be able to flee Jesus and that they could continue to stay on the earth. However, their corrupting influence was their own undoing. And due to this fact, they all plunged into the sea. And in some sense, instance, the problem was solved. The evil was gone. And how do you think the people are going to react to this new situation where Jesus has changed the situation and unbound the man's chains? So let's jump down to verse 14. The swine hunters ran off and told it in the city and in the country. And then people came to see what it was that had happened. They came to Jesus and saw the demonic sitting there, clothed and in his right mind, the very man who had had the legion. And they were afraid. Those who had seen what had happened to the demonic and the swine reported it. And then they began to beg Jesus to leave their neighborhood. Doesn't that seem strange to you? Jesus heals a man. This is a full bona fide miracle right there and then. And the people tell Jesus, "You need to go." I don't know about you, that just hit me the wrong way. And I would first say that this is a very strange event, but unfortunately, as we live our lives, we find it isn't. As we talked about before, people don't like change, even good change. And the reason we all don't like change is the answer to that second question on your worship notes. Change is unpredictable and scary. Change is unpredictable and scary. Even good change is scary. You see, the people back then, they knew how to deal with the man that was possessed. Now, the game has changed. They don't know how the man will react anymore, and this scares them. In addition, they also don't know what this Jesus fellow is going to do to them now. I mean, they're comfortable with their lives the way they are. Instead of what they could be, though. And I wonder if that is where a lot of us are at today. We might not like where we're at. It might even be bad where we're at, but at least we know the problems. At least we know how to manage them. But however, I would push back on this mindset that life is about existing. Yes, you're making it through each day. You are surviving. You are existing. But don't you think there's more to life than just that? Don't you think God put us on this earth not just to exist, but to live and to thrive? So what's the alternate choice then? We need to take our chains and have God help change us. And here's the answer to the last part of your worship notes. Change with God's help is life-altering. Change with God's help is life-altering. We see it in the man who is demon-possessed today. We see the change in him. He's at peace. He's thinking clearly. And he isn't just existing, he's actually fully participating in his life. And I don't know about you, but I want the same thing in my own life today. So what about us today? What about those chains that are all around us today? What about those chains that make your life so hard? How is God asking you to change and break these chains? How are you going to stop existing and start living? And as you start pondering change, one of the first things to think about is how is God going to walk with you during this change? Do you need to start talking to God more in prayer daily? Do you need to start reading your Bible, looking for that direction where God is asking you to go? Is it being open to the people in your life and listening to their counsel? And as we learn today, change is not just us by our lonesome, but it's in partnership between us and God. With God on our side, no change is impossible. Yet even that one has you weighed down right now. These chains are not permanent. Why stay with the status quo when you can start now, today, to start living? Because isn't that what we should be striving for? To live our lives as God has intended us? So take that first step today and begin to experience the miracle of Christ's change in our lives and break these chains. Amen.